Reach out and touch the Lord as the goodbye. You will find he's not abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find it's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find it's not too abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find it's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. And I'm led to pray a healing prayer today. And I want to share some words. The topic of our message today is the healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. In the Bible, Jesus touched many people, and many people touched him. And when they touched him, they were made whole. He touched the lepers, he touched the blind man's eye, he touched the ears of the deaf, he touched the sick, the lunatics, he touched the poor people. He touched the oppressed and the depressed. Peter's mother-in-law was healed just by a touch from Jesus. There is something about the touch. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to 23, Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, verse 20 to 23, talks about the woman with the issue of blood that touched Jesus' garment by faith. This woman, the scripture says, has been suffering in the hands of doctors for many years, more than 12 years she's been suffering, and she has wasted all her wealth and nothing improved. Rather, she grew worse. One day she heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and she said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And this woman summoned courage and had faith and pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. A lot of people were touching Jesus when he was alive. You know, he went about multitudes upon multitudes, strong around him. everyone trying to reach him, everyone, trying to admire him. Some were touching him just for fun, some were touching him, just admiring his clothes. But this woman said, I must touch him by faith. And she touched Jesus' garment by faith, the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. I have touched the hem of his garment. I have touched the hem of his garment. I have touched the hem of his garment. He has made me whole. Have you touched the hem of his garment? Have you touched the hem of his garment? Have you touched the hem of his garment? He has made you whole. When he touches garment, he makes you whole. When he touches you, he makes you whole. When he touches you, he makes you whole. When you touch him, he makes you whole. There's something about touch. The healing touch of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 26. He said, God touched his heart. God touched the hearts of people. May God touch your heart today in the name of Jesus. When God touched your heart is your spirit, your heart is you. You are your heart. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Your heart is you, that's your spirit. A lot of people, God touched their hearts, and I pray that God will touch your heart right now in Jesus' name. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 36. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 36, it says, many crowds of people touched Jesus, and they were made whole. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He's not planning to change. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I changeth not. He does not change. He will not change, and he has never changed. He is the Lord, he is the Lord. There is nothing that he cannot do. He is the Lord, he is the Lord. There is nothing that he cannot do. He does not change, but he changes situations. See, they taught Jesus and were made whole. In Mark chapter 6, verse 56, Mark's Gospel chapter 6, verse 56, people taught Jesus and they were healed. In Mark chapter 6, verse 56. See, Jesus was so anointed beyond measure. Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. He was anointed beyond measure. The power of God was upon him. The presence and the glory was upon him. So when you touched him, your life is never the same again. I touched Jesus in 1977, and I was healed by the power of God, and since then I've never been the same again. You can touch Jesus today. Wherever you are, you can touch Jesus today. Jesus wants to touch you. If you touch him, you are blessed. When he touches you, you are blessed. The same Jesus who touched people in the Bible is still alive today. Hebrews 38, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. See, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's still touching people today. He wants to touch you right now. That's why this program is on. For you to touch Jesus. Jesus wants to touch you. And I want him to touch you. Wherever you are right now, I want you to lay your hand on your computers or laptops or iPods or TV or radio, whatever medium you are using. Touch it right now, because the healing power of God is flowing. Jesus is touching you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the touch of Jesus. Let Jesus touch your spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, receive the touch of God. May he touch you right now. May he touch your spirit, soul, and body. Jesus, touch everyone right now. As many that are hearing the sound of my voice, as many that are hearing this word of God, as many that are listening right now, wherever you are in any part of the world, there is no difference in prayer. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. May he make you every week whole. by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord touch you right now and bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes, I know God has done something new in your life. Receive that touch right now in Jesus' name. Feel free to email me, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Also, you can visit our website, ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. We are ready to minister to you, to pray with you, and to counsel with you. We also invite you to our weekly services, Saturday evening, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m. at Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. This week, I want you to come and receive what God has for you in the name of Jesus. And also, we now have Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. on Monday, 7 p.m. on Tuesday. We have Word Explosion and Miracle Services over there at Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We'd like you to come with your families, come with your friends. We want to pray with you and minister to you. Men and women of God are coming, and we're all going to share together and minister the word of life, the word of God that changes, the word of God that transforms. We want you to come, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for this message. I want you to forward it to all your friends and well-wishers. Send this link or this email. Forward it to all your people. Let them know that Jesus Christ is still touching people right now. He's still touching people today. And they can touch Jesus through this message, and their lives will never be the same again. God bless you. Felicia and I, we love you. Wish you all long life and prosperity. In Jesus' name. Amen.